Bank of Cardiff.
What's up?
Is Kara Mead here? Yeah, she is. Very. So, hey, I got some info on Bursa. Yeah. So, okay. Here's the deal. So, 619 is his legal, it's his legal home address. And yeah, the equipment needs to be shipped there. The reason why, so the 501 address on there, it's just an office that he has meetings with clients.
Okay.
The 431 is an office, but it's only used for billing.
431 office for billing.
Okay. Now, the 619 is his main office, and the reason why the equipment has to go there is because his business is a fucking mobile business. So he takes this equipment mobile, so that's why all his equipment is stored there at his house, and that's the office that's labeled with the Medicare, and all of his clients, they know that that's his main office. But whenever
what do you
he
mean
meets,
the Medicare, it's labeled the
he does Medicare for people, right? So people who have Medicare. He takes Medicare, so under Medicare, he knows that they're labeled at that address. That's what I'm trying to say. Shut the fuck up.
I feel like you didn't even think, like you don't even know, and you said Medicare like 10 times.
Yeah, exactly. See, when I don't know, I just talk to hopefully sell you on what I'm saying.
All right, cool. I mean, I'll talk to Karen and Grant, because I feel like mobile businesses are like... But
If we don't need to tell them it's mobile, then don't tell them it's mobile.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? But let them know. Get that address.
It's
a home office.
That's where he stores it. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, cool.
So the 501 is the meeting office, but he can't have equipment there. And the 431 is the West Grand office. So on paper, though, legally, it's established 619 South Midway Drive is the actual... It's like legally document. What am I trying to say here? It's
right. Whatever.
It's established there.
Yeah. And then the 501 is the one that was in the docs, or the one that.
I don't know. I haven't seen the docs. You haven't sent
or
me
the Google one.
Yeah, 501 is when he Googled, and that's where he has business meetings. So he has an office there, but you can't store equipment there.
Yeah. Okay. And then the 431 is the one in CNET, and that's. The office he uses for billing?
That's the office he uses for billing. That's why it was it's in CNET, because we're idiots and put it there. I don't know. I can change it. I can change it in CNET.
<It's fine enough. laughs> okay, cool. So we'll just have the docs have the main office.
Cool. Can you make sure and get that approved? Don't be calling me back with some bad news and say, sorry, man, they just found out it's mobile.
I was going to call you about A1, but then... Kara was wanted to handle that, so
yeah, she just felt like giving me bad news for some reason.
All right, well, yeah, that's
and that's stupid, by the way, for fucking A1. That's so retarded.
I thought this was the deal that, like, we had one guarantor on there, and then the person was like, "No, I want the other person on."
No, that's a different deal. That's New York, or in I don't know.
Oh, pizza or something. Whatever. Okay, whatever. No. All right, cool.
Cool, man. Make that happen for me, please.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
No problem. All right. Oh, we're going to need the POO anyway.
Oh, what?
I said the tax return. All right, never mind. Forget what I said. I'm going to check it out first before I tell you any.
But the guy wants those docs, so...
You want the docs?
Can we underlay?
Oh.
Yeah, Bursa.
Bursa?
The equipment. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So, you think you'll be able to get a hold of them today, or are they closed?
No, I should get the docs today.
All right, sweet, man. Thanks.
All right, no problem. Bye.
All right.